From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia Farm Bureau members are currently on Jekyll Island for the organization's 85th annual convention. Georgia Farm Bureau reports this marks the 58th time GFB has held its convention on Jekyll Island. Governor Brian Kemp, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall, outgoing Georgia Commissioner of Agriculture Gary Black, and Georgia Commissioner-elect of Agriculture Tyler Harper are addressing attendees during today's general session. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack met with Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador last week to discuss a looming decree that would ban imports of biotech corn in the country by 2024. Afterwards, Vilsack said, "We must find a way forward soon, and I emphasized in no uncertain terms that absent an acceptable resolution, the U.S. government would be forced to consider all options, including formal steps to enforce legal rights under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement." China imported more than $205 billion of agricultural products in 2021, including more than $37 billion from the U.S. But USDA's Economic Research Service says trade barriers deterred China's imports from reaching even higher levels. China's import barriers create price wedges in which domestic prices for ag commodities like beef, corn, pork, and wheat are higher than world prices. ERS recently found removing price wedges would lead to increased ag imports for those commodities. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.